From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome to the Oklahoman's TV Preview Podcast. I'm Penny Salden, TV editor, and joining me today is Don P. Brown, Features Copy Editor. Happy Friday, Don.
Hi, Penny.
Don and I were invited by IFC, which is the Independent Film Channel, to take a sneak peek at the network's original miniseries, Bollywood Hero, which will air from 9 to 11 p.m. August 6th, 7th, and 8th. It stars Chris Kattan from Saturday Night Live, and he plays a version of himself and heads to India to star in the Bollywood film Peculiar Dancing Boy. Is that enough summary, Don? You want to talk about it now?
Well, you're hitting me cold here, Penny.
Okay.
No, that's fine. It's a three-part miniseries.
It is a three-part miniseries, and IFC let Don and I watch the entire first part and highlights from parts two and three.
Right.
I personally am looking forward to parts two and three. How about you, Don?
Well, I watched part one, and if I don't have anything else to do, I might turn it on.
Well, that's nice.
But I don't know if I get the Independent Film Channel.
Uh-oh. Well, you'll have to come over.
Okay.
Well, in part one, we learned that this version of Chris Kattan is tired of being rejected as a leading man in Hollywood. So he accepts a starring role in a Bollywood film, but what he finds out once he gets there is the movie industry in India is just as competitive and cutthroat as Hollywood, except for, in India, dance moves are essential.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that sound fun?
That sounds hilarious. No, really, it was okay. He goes to India because his career is kind of on the outs. He wants more.
Well, he wants to be a leading man.
Right. He wants to be a leading man. And so this project kind of falls in his lap, and he decides to go to India.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of seems to be trying to ride the popularity of the Slumdog Millionaire.
Okay, I'll give you that, yeah.
And it's also obviously a vehicle to further Chris Kattan's real-life career. When I was watching it, I thought, this is all about him. You know, this is... he's playing himself. I mean...
A version of himself.
Well, his name is Chris Kattan in the movie.
Uh-huh.
And in real life. anyway.
Well... Also starring in this miniseries are Maya Rudolph from Saturday Night Live.
Surprise.
And guess what, Don? She plays a version of herself as Chris Kattan's best friend back home in Hollywood. And also appearing and playing versions of themselves are Keanu Reeves from the Matrix movie franchise, Jennifer Coolidge from the Legally Blonde movie franchise, and David Alan Grier from In Living Color. Now, they're all in it. They all play, you know, themselves, but not really.
Oh, I thought they were playing themselves.
No.
Oh, because the story is fictional.
Exactly.
Right. Guess who's executive producer?
Okay, tell me.
Chris Kattan.
Well, I was going to guess, but, you know.
What I couldn't get away from in watching this first part was how many references there were to Saturday Night Live and what Chris Kattan did on Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, how blatant to play up whatever he found fame for earlier, and now he's just trying to build it up even more with this project. Even at one point, he hands off a DVD of Chris Kattan's best moments from Saturday Night Live and has his Indian friends watch it.
Yeah.
So, you know... I'm just kind of, I don't know. Am I seeing through all this, or am I just all off base?
Well, I thought it was clever the way they approached it, and I didn't, take it as just promote me type thing.
Well, that's how I did. I mean, there was so much talk about his character Mango.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of talk about the Roxbury guys from Saturday Night Live, and these were all famous things that he did, and we just can't get away from it. I mean, can he do something original? Well, is this original? I don't know.
I think this is fun.
Okay.
And also it introduces the U.S. audience to some Bollywood stars who are not playing themselves in this miniseries. And among them are Pooja Kumar, mm-hmm. Rachna Shah, Neha Dupia and Ali Pazal.
Good accent, Penny.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So, Don, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being outstanding, what would you rate Bollywood Hero?
I'll give it a 4. It was kind of low. It was pretty entertaining. It was okay. But to me, just the undertones kind of spoiled it. So, yeah, that's where I am with it.
Okay, so I don't guess you're going to come over to see parts 2 and 3 then.
Probably not.
Okay, no. Well, I, on the other hand, thought it was fun and very enjoyable. I'd give it a 9.
Wow.
But I'm a fan of musicals, and I thought Chris Kattan was funny. Hilarious.
Alrighty.
So, well, that's it for this week. But remember to tune in to the premiere of Bollywood Hero at 9 p.m. Thursday, August 6th. And hopefully it will entice you to watch parts 2 and 3 Friday and Saturday, August 7th and 8th. And remember to return to the Oklahoman's TV Preview Podcast again next week to hear another discussion of an upcoming TV show. But as always, this podcast is available any day, anytime at your convenience.